Happy Easter.
Happy Easter.
It's so great to see you here this morning. It was about a year ago on Easter that we gathered virtually. About a year ago, we were entering into this unknown time that was ahead of us, this time of this pandemic, this COVID-19. And I remember gathering in anxiety, fear, wonderment, questioning, where was all this going? And I shared then, as I want to talk a little bit today about, is we kept saying to ourselves, I just want to get back to normal. I just want to get back to normal. But as this pandemic began, it became so much more than COVID-19. Somehow this pandemic began to shine a light on so much of the divisiveness that is a part of our community, our nation, our families. There began to be this incredible divide in so many ways that began to surface and bubble up. And it's not that any of that began because of the pandemic, or that any of that began when the pandemic began. But all of that had come way before. And I shared then that if going back to normal meant taking all of that and just putting it back in its place like it had been previously, I don't want to go there with you. We don't need to go back to normal. We need to continue to move forward. And this year that we've experienced, hundreds of thousands of deaths, people that you and I know and love and cared for, been part of our lives, the people that we've been unable to care for or visit in long-term care facilities, talking to people through windows and phones. I personally experienced that. Not able to visit people in hospitals. Not only those who had COVID-19, but anyone who was in a hospital, not being able to be with one another. It caused a lot of fear and anxiety, and I can see that. Can we just make this stop and go back to what was before? But there's a lot of baggage that would have to go back to that before. And so a year later, we've experienced this. Where do we go now? What can this Easter say to us today? What message is there? I'd like to share a thought with you today. It's just one thought, and I want to talk a little bit about it. And if there's anything that you leave with today, perhaps it's remembering this one idea, this one thought. During this Lent, I've been trying to do some reading, not too successfully. It's been, I don't know if it's true of your lives, but it has been an incredibly hectic time. I find around 10:30, 10:45 at night, I tend to find some quiet time, and I sometimes will listen to some videos. That's kind of what I do, too, if I'm too tired to read. And I've come to know a priest. I've shared things about him before. His name is Greg Boyle. He's a priest in Los Angeles who's the founder and head of what's called Homeboy Industries. It is a ministry, an organization, I'm told about the largest in the world, that serves and works with gang members and offering gang members a way to move forward in their lives as well. I've come to know Greg Boyle through his writings and his speaking, not personally. But I find him to be a very engaging speaker. And he's able to say things in a very powerful way, very succinctly. And I want to share a quote with you that he spoke of. And actually, he's quoting someone else and then adding to that quote. And that's what I want to share with you today. Greg Boyle said, Mother Teresa... heard of Mother Teresa. Mother Teresa diagnosed the world's ills in this way. We've just forgotten that we belong to each other. And Greg Boyle adds, no exceptions. We've just forgotten that we belong to each other. No exceptions. And Greg Boyle says, kinship. Kinship is what happens to us when we refuse to let that happen. Read that again. We've just forgotten that we belong to each other. No exceptions. Kinship is what happens to us when we refuse to let that happen. I'm really drawn to this idea that's really been a recent idea, this idea of kinship, this ability to be in kinship with each other. We have become so divisive in our communities, in our world today, we can't even talk to each other. We put people as other. Oh, you're one of those, because I'm one of these. I see the world this way, not the way you do. And I don't want to even hear how you hear it, say it. We've lost the ability to be in kinship with each other. And together work towards a moving forward. I believe that Jesus was about kinship. I mean, you don't see that word in the scriptures necessarily, but the ministry of Jesus was this idea that we belong to each other. We belong to each other. Jesus made no distinctions. We all belong to each other. And this story of Holy Week began on Palm Sunday with Jesus entering Jerusalem, having stood with his followers and stood with people in kinship, not forgetting that we belong to each other, and came into Jerusalem to proclaim the kingdom of God. I just find it interesting. I know it's not in any word related, but in the kingdom of God is the word kin, kinship, bringing that about. But also on that day in Jerusalem, there was another procession with Pilate coming. Pilate coming with the power of the empire. In many ways to say to people, you don't belong to each other. You belong to Rome. You belong to us. And we don't necessarily belong to you. And remember that. And that has been a powerful story, a narrative that I've been thinking it during this Holy Week. And in the end, Jesus was crucified because kinship is not always the way the world works. And Jesus was crucified, placed in the tomb, and the stone was rolled in front. Done. Make that go away. And in the tomb of death, stench, it smells. And on Easter day, Jesus was raised from that. The stone was rolled away. And Jesus came forward out of the stench of death, the smell of death, to proclaim, I'd like to use the word today, kinship. To proclaim that we can't forget that we belong to each other. And no stone of death, no tomb is going to deny that. We must continue forward in kinship. And friends, we may see the experience we're going through now as a tomb. I'll just be very blunt. What we see around us stinks. It's a stench. And we need to stand in a different place. We need to not forget that we belong to each other. Can you imagine our communities, our families, our world, if we could start from that place? Oh, we may have heated debates about how we go about doing things. We may have conversations about ways of moving forward and policies, but if we can respect each other in kinship and in relationship, we can go forward into this Easter life, this new life that Jesus proclaims at Easter. And so as we gather, as we continue through these challenging times, let us not let the stone of death keep us in this place. And remember that the resurrection of Jesus was not a resuscitation. The resurrection is not about going back to something. The resurrection of Jesus is not about going back to some normal or to something in the past. The resurrection of Jesus is the fulfillment of life. It's a moving forward in life. And that's what we're called to do, to go forward today, to live that life, step out of the stench and smell of death that surrounds us. Not only just COVID-19, but this the way our world is functioning now, our nation, our communities. There's a message that Easter has to speak to that. And we are a resurrection people. Let us move forward. Let us move forward into this life, proclaim it, and remember, we belong to each other. No exceptions. No exceptions. Happy Easter.